Hi, this is a continuation of the dictation for Melik Cooper, Melik Cooper. Date of accident is 6/23/2024. Date of birth is 5/19/1997. Date of service is 7/8/2024. Again, I was talking in the accident details, and I got disrupted in between. Apparently, the history is like this. The patient had taken his girlfriend from a party to bring to home at 4:00 A.M. on 6/23/2024. Initially, the girlfriend was driving the car, but she was intoxicated and drunk, and patient asked her to stop the car and come out on the freeway, Southfield Freeway, near 8 Mile. She did comply. She came out of the car. First, she walked away from the car in anger for whatever reason. The patient started driving, following her. Eventually, she sit in the front seat, and while he was driving on 8 Mile westbound, the girlfriend hold the steering wheel very hard, and he lost the control of the car, which was going at around 50 mph. He hit into a pole, and after that, he became unconscious. When he woke up, he found that his car was riding two other cars in an auto parking lot, which had various cars in it. The police came, ambulance came on the scene. Ambulance took the girlfriend to the hospital. He was wearing a seatbelt, and airbags were deployed. It was not a hit-and-run accident. No other cars were involved. And regarding the damage, his car belonged to the girlfriend, which is completely total. The front end is completely damaged. Hood is damaged. Bumper is damaged. All the lights are gone. Axle is gone. Tires, front tires are gone. Both the airbags were exploded, and engine was damaged. Windshield in the front is broken. And it appears that the girlfriend was sent to the Havenwick Mental Hospital for mental illness that she was suffering. Regarding the injuries, patient reported that he initially got loss of consciousness for many, many minutes, and he hit his head to the door, and his left face became very swollen due to the trauma after hitting the door and the seatbelt holder and also the airbag. There was no initial bleeding, laceration, or fractures. However, his upper lip on the left side was bruised, busted very badly, but it didn't require any sutures. And there were a lot of scratches in the left part of the chest, but they all healed up. Additionally, patient says that the police dropped him off to the Greenfield and 8 Mile, which is closer to his home, and he walked home. Ever since then, he did not go to any hospital. He didn't know whether he can see a doctor. He didn't know about his coverage. He did not do any urgent care, physical therapy, chiropractor, none of them. He also did not do any treatment. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient is suffering from various symptoms. First of all, he has a headache that are located in the front of the head and the back of the head. They are severe. On a scale of 1 to 10, they are almost 10, constant. They're sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, but not sensitive to anything else. No nausea, vomiting, seizure, aura is reported. Symptoms of TBI, patient report that he's suffering from dizziness, loss of consciousness that happened one time only at the time of accident, loss of balance, disoriented, and confusion, lack of focus. But he denies any problem with the vertigo, no issue with the ringing in the ear or buzzing, no loss of equilibrium, no seizures, no loss of memory or forgetfulness, no loss of concentration, no nightmares or fearful of the event, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no sleepwalking, no nausea, vomiting, no taste problem, no smell problem, no TMJ problem, and no paralysis of the face, no blurred vision, spots vision, loss of vision field, denies any sudden anesthesia or incontinence of the urine bowel, lethargy, no lightheadedness or weakness. However, patient has numbness and tingling of the right leg and both hands, and anxiety along with sleep disturbance. Please review the record for the ADLs. The rest of the symptoms in the pain area are as follows. Patient has a constant pain in both the shoulder area and both sides of the neck with spasm of the upper muscles and the lower muscles. Pain in the lower back. All of these pains are 10. He has a constant numbness and tingling of the second, third, fourth finger of both hands. And pain in the right leg is reported, which is shooting down from the lower back in the posterior and lateral part in L4-5 and S1 nerve distribution. Right knee pain is reported to be 10, worse on walking. He's limping slightly, and he is not sure why he has a pain there. These pains are severe, constant, and continuous, described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, heart burning, heavy, and tiring, exhausting. And are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are a factor 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by nothing. Kindly review the records for the system review, for surgical history, medication history, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal and personal history, as well as ADLs. Regarding the physical examination, patient is a 27-year-old African-American male of average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, or colonicia. And his blood pressure is 154, 107, pulse 62, height 6 feet, weight 200. And patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive device, but due to the pain in the right knee, he's got some antalgic gait. And otherwise, he has a no acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases, doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic, dress and hygiene is normal, good attitude, demeanor is present, well-built, well-nourished. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including the musculature examination, neurological examination, and psychiatric examination. In the musculature examination, please mention that both the quadratus lumborum muscles are found to be extremely in spasm, along with paravertebral muscles from T5 to L5 bilaterally are in spasm with 1 plus hypertonicity, and also some trigger points are noticed. There is also trigger points in the upper trapezius muscle middle fiber near the neck to the shoulder junction and with the spasm. Spine tenderness is noticed from T5, 6, and 7, and 8. Other than that, there are no tenderness. Slight tenderness in the right sacroiliac joint is also complained of. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 70. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50. Extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 15. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign was found positive, and Lerman test is positive bilaterally, distraction test negative, Sotoart test negative, myelopathy signs are negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, Slump test are negative, lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 20 degrees. Cross leg rest test is positive. Bergensky Kernick test negative. Camp test was positive. Breger test negative. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint. Right sacroiliac joint is positive for Faber test and Gosselin test, but negative for iliac compression, standing flexion test, or distraction test. Hindenburg sign is negative. Examination of the extremities, both the shoulders and both hands and right knee were examined separately. Other than that, both the elbows are normal, both hips are normal, left knee is normal, both ankle and feet are completely normal with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Reflexes are normal, motor power is 5x5. Range of motion of all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative, and gait was slightly painful due to the right knee involvement. Examination of the both shoulders revealed the following. The left shoulder has a more severe tenderness than the right, and the range of motion is limited to 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, beyond which he experienced pain in the left rotator cuff region as well as AC joint and the shoulder region. Motor power is 4/5, and on inspection, the left shoulder appears to be normal with no dislocation, fracture, or laceration contusion. On palpation, there are no tender points noticed except at the AC joint. In special test, Hawken Kennedy test was positive at the left shoulder, and the anterior posterior apprehension was positive, and MTBR Ken test, speed test, and near test are positive. Right shoulder has no positive finding. Hawken Kennedy test was negative. MTBR Ken test is negative. Speed test, near test are negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test are negative. Distally, examination of the wrist and hand, please use the template. There is no positive finding. Negative for swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture. Color of the skin is normal. No atrophy, thin or prominence. The carpotunnel sign was negative, and tunnel and phalen sign is negative. Motor power is 4/5 due to the involvement of the shoulders. Other than that, reflexes are normal, grips are okay. In the examination of the right knee, we find that no positive finding, no scar, edema, effusion. There is a deep-seated pain in the deep part of the knee with no tenderness, no swelling, no crepitus or grinding noise. And the range of motions are completely normal at flexion of 135 degrees, and collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman sign negative. Patellar apprehension test is negative. The diagnosis is as follows. In general, V89.2 XST, G89.21, CNS R51, F41.1, F0.06.301A, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, upper extremities, shoulders, M25.512, M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. In the wrist, M25.539, hands, G56.01, G56.02. Right knee, M25.561, M23.205, M23.202. Spine, cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, M53.82, M54.02, S13.4 XXA, thoracic spine, M54.09, M54.6, M51.24, LS spine, M54.5, M51.27, M54.16, M54.42, S33.5 XXA, sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M99.04, S33.5 XXA, R26.89. Plan of care is for Malik Cooper from the template. Treatment plan as follows. Physical therapy is ordered to focus on the neck, mid back, lower back, all the muscles, trapezius muscle, quadratus lumborum. And both shoulders, right knee, with traction, massage, heat. Patient is ordered disability for home, housework, and transportation. Medications are provided, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Flexeril 10 milligram three times a day for muscle relaxation and relief of spasm. Lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram daily for topical pain relief. Elavil 50 milligram at night, 30 tablets. For sleep, GAD disorder, pain relief. Tramadol is provided 50 milligram at night and morning, 30 tablets for pain relief. The patient is now ordered a back brace, right knee brace, ACE rate for 4 inches for the knee. In addition, patient is ordered non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referred to psychiatry, yes, for anxiety, fitness club, yes, review of available MRI and previous records are not available, interventional pain procedures, trigger point injection could be carried out in case the therapy is not able to help, surgical options, non-neuropsych, none, attended care caseworker, none, past medical records, none, investigations will be carried out at a later date, the education, yes, follow-up visit in 15 days. Thank you.